Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to today's board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star followed by zero. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Barbara Flynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Gloria. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome to the November 5th, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to the coronavirus disease, or COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We have done so many times during these past months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent at this time, so consistent with the governor's October 16th, 2020 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12th of this year, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference, and that means that members of the public may listen to the entirety of the meeting and, if they wish, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. And before we proceed, please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act, and that means that any public remarks given this morning can be readily documented and put into the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, would you please call the roll?
Good morning. Member Palavos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. We have a quorum. We're ready to go. There are no announcements today, so the next item would be public comments. So this is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator, Gloria, will come on now and give you the instructions you need to find out how you can log a request to make a comment. Gloria?
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any comments, please press 1010 on your telephone keypad. And no one has queued up at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much, Gloria. So the next item is the approval of the minutes. We have the October 15th, 2020 regular board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Palavos moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The minutes are approved, and now we can move on to today's agenda. We have neither rulemakings, no adjusted standards, no administrative citations, so we'll go right to adjudicatory cases. And the first item is PCB 18-54, and that's Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Chair Curry. This is Piazza Motor Fuels, Inc. versus Illinois EPA. This docket involves Piazza's appeal of the Illinois EPA's denial of $12,790 and reimbursement costs allegedly related to the cleanup of an underground storage tank. Piazza moved for summary judgment, and the board rejected Piazza's arguments that any costs incurred below an approved budget cannot be reviewed by the Illinois EPA. The board also denied Piazza's request for $11,787 relating to excavating soil from its own property to be used for fill in the remediation of the underground storage tank site. And also, the board granted Piazza's request for $1,003 relating to how to determine the swell factor for excavating soil to be transported and disposed of in a landfill. On May 20th of 2020, Piazza requested an award of attorney's fees in the amount of $11,677.40, surprising all of its attorney's fees incurred in this action, by arguing that the attorney's fees for its individual arguments were intertwined. The Illinois EPA opposed, arguing that Piazza had the burden of proof and that it should only be reimbursed for attorney's fees in proportion to the amount it won in summary judgment, which would be equal to 7%. Piazza requested to file a reply in Santer. In that reply, Piazza cited cases where the board had granted reimbursement of attorney's fees. It's up to the board's discretion to grant reimbursement of the attorney's fees. This order grants Piazza's request to file a reply in Santer. It finds Piazza's requested attorney fees were reasonably incurred. It finds the board should use its discretion to grant attorney's fees in this matter. And it grants Piazza 7% of its requested attorney's fees for a total award of $814.42. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, 4 voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. The next item, PCB 20-98, is a settlement proposal, and it's mine. On June 30th of this year, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, filed a 6-count complaint against Osabo Liquid Products Incorporated, Osabo Liquid Products LP, Clean Harbors Environmental Services, Inc., and Waste Management in Illinois, Inc., for the improper disposal, transfer, and acceptance of hazardous wastes at both Osabo's Grundy County facility and at Waste Management's Will County facility. This was in violation of the Act and of the Board's Waste Disposal Regulations. On September 17th, the Board adopted a stipulation and settlement between the people and two of the four respondents. Today, I move the adoption of a stipulation and settlement with the remaining respondents, Osabo Liquid Partners Incorporated and Osabo Liquid Products LP. The remaining respondents agreed to pay a civil penalty of $13,000. The board published notice of the proposed settlement in the Morris Herald News and the Joliet Herald News on October 6th of this year, and we received no request for hearing. I therefore move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-18, a proposed settlement. Member Palavos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On September 9th, 2020, the people filed a 3-count complaint against Reed Murdoch. On October 28, 2020, the parties filed a stipulation and proposed settlement accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. Under the proposed stipulation and settlement, Reed Murdoch neither admits nor denies the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $10,000. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice, and I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next item is PCB 21-23, a proposed settlement, and it's mine. On September 24th of this year, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed a 3-count complaint against Solvent Systems International Incorporated. The complaint alleged violations of the Act and Board Water Pollution Regulations by causing or allowing methyl ester process oils to be discharged at its Elk Grove Village facility. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. Solvent System neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but it does agree to pay a civil penalty of $9,874. Under the Act and the Board regulations, the Board must cause notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. And if any person were to file a written demand for a hearing within 30 days after receiving the notice, then the Board will have a hearing and deny the party's request for relief. So this order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And then the next item is PCB 21-29. It's a complaint, and it's mine. On October 16th, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General filed a 3-count complaint against Top Metal Buyers Incorporated, a scrap metal recycling facility in East St. Louis. The complaint alleges Top Metal violated the Act and the Board's air pollution regulations by causing or allowing the open burning of insulated copper pipe at its facility. This order finds that the complaint meets the content requirements of the Board's procedural rules and accepts the complaint for hearing. I move the adoption of the order. Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is adopted. Next item is PCB 21-30. It's a joint request for an extension of time, and it's mine. So on October 26th, Enterprise Leasing Company of Chicago, LLC, jointly with IEPA, filed a request for a 90-day extension. This would extend the deadline to appeal a denial of reimbursement from the Underground Storage Tank Fund. This order extends the appeal period to February 8th, 2021. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is adopted. And our final matter is PCB 21-33, a complaint and a settlement proposal, and it's mine, on my docket. On October 29th, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people, filed a 3-count complaint against Lawrence Foods Incorporated, a bakery ingredient manufacturing facility in Elk Grove Village. Accompanying the complaint was a stipulation, a proposal settlement, and a request for relief from the hearing requirements. The complaint alleges Lawrence Foods violated the Act and Board air pollution regulations by failing to submit a complete and accurate annual emissions report and constructing and operating an emission source without a permit. In the proposed settlement, Lawrence Foods does not affirmatively admit the alleged violations, but it does agree to pay a civil penalty of $12,500. The board must cause notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and the request for relief from the hearing requirement. Any person who may file a written demand for hearing within 21 days after receiving the notice, and if anyone does so file, the board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. So this order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And we have no announcements, and I think we're ready to adjourn unless somebody has anything they want to bring up. Okay, Member Polyvos moves to adjourn, seconded by Member Van Wee. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes were unanimous. The motion is approved. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much for your help and cooperation.
Bye, bye everyone.
Stay safe and be calm.
Yes,
absolutely. Bye.
Bye, ladies. Bye, Don.
Bye-bye.